grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. John chapter 1, the 51st verse. And Jesus said to Nathanael, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." In the Gospel for this day, when the Church remembers Saint Bartholomew, also called Nathanael, who was one of the 12 apostles, Jesus speaks of heaven opened. But for so many of our contemporaries, heaven is closed, because nowadays so many people have consciously or unconsciously accepted a picture of the universe which has no place for the living God who acts in the universe, who acts in this world, who acts in our own little lives, who knows us and can be known by us. And given such a bleak view of reality, it's no wonder that so many people feel reduced to a state of insignificance in the unimaginably vast universe, the heavens closed, and humanity lost and lonely indeed. But in the Gospel for this day, Jesus says to Bartholomew, also called Nathanael, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Now, in these words, Jesus is, of course, alluding to that wonderful story of Jacob's ladder. Jacob's dream in which he saw a ladder reaching from heaven to earth and the angels of God ascending and descending on it. I suspect that most all of us learned about this story in Sunday school, but we perhaps don't remember clearly the whole thoroughly unsavory story of which Jacob's ladder is a part. A thoroughly unsavory story which, like so many in Holy Scripture, shows how God can accomplish his truly good and gracious will through very unlikely people and through objectively evil circumstances. Let's review the story. Abraham's son Isaac had become a very old man with extremely poor vision. His son Jacob deceives him, he tricks him by pretending to be his older brother Esau in order to steal his older brother Esau's birthright. Well, Esau discovers what Jacob has done, and Jacob then flees from Esau's wrath. very tired by his flight, Jacob lies down to sleep and dreams. He dreams of a ladder reaching from heaven to earth, the Lord himself standing above it, and the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And when morning comes and Jacob wakes up from his dream, he exclaims, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." The deceitful Jacob, the trickster, the thief of his brother Esau's birthright, experiences God's grace, his mercy, his compassion. And so when Jesus says to Nathanael, "Truly I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man," Jesus is saying that in him Jacob's dream has become real, because Jesus is the true Jacob's ladder, the one in whom heaven and earth are joined. Jesus is the true gate of heaven, for in him God and man are one. We remember how that great 17th century Christian, Blaise Pascal, once said of the unimaginably vast universe, "The eternal silence of these infinite spaces frightens me." The eternal silence of these infinite spaces frightens me. But in Jesus, the silence is broken. We no longer live with the oppressive sense of a closed universe and a dead end. In Jesus, the silence is broken. St. John calls Jesus the Word of God, the one in whom God clearly speaks. As the author of the letter to the Hebrews says, "In former times God spoke to our fathers in fragmentary and varied fashion through the prophets. But in this final age, he has spoken to us in his Son, who is the shining forth of his splendor and bears the very stamp of his being." God has spoken clearly, and heaven stands open to everyone who takes refuge in Jesus, who is the true Jacob's ladder, the true house of God, God dwelling with us, and the true gate of heaven. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open." Heaven open. Does that phrase ring any bells? Heaven open. Each one of the gospel writers tells us that when Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened, and what a powerful picture that is. The universe no longer closed and silent, but open to God's truly loving deed and word, his own dear Son, made flesh to be our Savior. This concerns us. Because though you and I didn't literally see the heavens opened when we were baptized, in our baptism, the gates of heaven were thrown open to us, so that we're no longer prisoners of a silent, unfeeling universe, for through our baptism, we are joined to Jesus, who is the gate of heaven, the way to the Father, the door to deathless life. And so these wonderful words of Jesus to Nathanael were fulfilled for you and me in our baptism. Truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open. And these words continue to find fulfillment in this and every Holy Communion. For whenever bread and wine are taken, and by Christ's word made to be his body and blood, here too heaven is open, for the Holy Communion is our Jacob's ladder, where in the great mystery of Christ's real presence, we with eyes of faith see the heavens open and the angels of God descending and descending upon the Son of Man. And no wonder then that at every communion the church joins in singing the hymn of the angels heard by the prophet Isaiah and by Saint John. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. And so you and I no longer live under the closed heaven of unbelief, but under the heavens thrown open to us in Jesus. For the time being, this is a matter of faith and not of sight, but the day will come when with angels and archangels, with Saint Bartholomew and all the company of heaven, we shall see our dear Lord and Savior face to face. To which happiness may God, in his mercy, bring us all. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus.